always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what is good?
What up, people?
How y'all doing tonight, man? We out here chilling on West Coast. It's still the afternoon, but you know how we do it, man. We're going to get it in with a real good interview. Frog, who we got on the show?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Man, dude,
you didn't even introduce yourself, man.
Who are you, Frog?
I am Frog.
Okay, and I'm Don Christian.
That's what's up.
And
this is Yada Da King.
That's right. Just in case you didn't know who we were.
You know what? I can't wait till you get it down right.
You know, I just do it differently, man.
Then I'll have a good time on the show.
Praise God. So Frog's going to have a great time today. Frog, man, who we got in the interview, man? You be working hard on getting these cats on the show. Who do we got today, man?
Today, we got somebody who's not just local. He's not local at all, actually. Matter of fact, he's international. The homie, DJ Morph. We got him on the line, man, and we're going to get it in with him today on the topic of worship. Now, those of you that have been following me, I've been tweeting out some stuff about worship and Facebook messages. But
hey, Frog is... Hold up. Let me say this. The reason why you can't hear Frog is because he didn't plug his mic in. And sometimes it happens. So hold up.
Hold on. I did plug my mic in.
I'm like, man, how come we can't hear Frog like they can hear me? So... You know, he's tweeting some stuff. Yeah, you can catch us on live stream. You can catch us on Twitter at yada.king.com.
You can catch us on thesouth.com.
That's right. We on thesouth.com with the homies.
All right, so.
There we go.
Payback. That's all right. You failed, I failed.
There we go. There we go. Now I can hear you, baby. So check it out. This is what we got going on, man. We got a lot of stuff happening right now with the Yada Da King Network. Frog will make sure he plugs his mic in. But check it out. This November 1st, what we got going on, Frog?
November 1st. The launch of the new website, yadadaking.com. That's YADAHDAKING.
That's right. Yadadaking.com is going to be live and running. Also, on November 1st, we're going to be live streamed through the Crunk for Christ radio network and a couple of different stations across the U.S.
On the FM channel.
FM channels, radio satellite, you know what I'm saying?
Glory, we're going to be in
a lot of different places. So we just want to thank God for that, man, and give him all the glory. We got some new music we just brought in.
Hey, man, we've been getting a lot of submissions, so hallelujah for that.
Yep, so check it out. This is the song we're going to go to. Fanatic. Song is called Pool Party. Let's get it in. Oh, yeah, the Yada Da King Radio.
I got the psalmist to help set it all. I talk to him, man.
Baby girl, you know that I want you. Bring a friend, you know I can get into. Live your life, everybody has to. I jump up in the pool. Jump, 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 jump. Baby girl, you know that I want you. Bring a friend, you know I can get into.
Well, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby girl, jump in this pool. Ooh, little mama, shake your rump in this pool. Ow, my dogs, y'all know what we want in this pool. Dudes, don't front, ain't no punks in this pool. Girl, why you worry? Cause it's dirty in this pool. Cause it seems like everybody probably gotta be in a hurry in this pool. It's scary, a lot of broken hearts in this pool. A lot of drama, piranha, sharks in this pool. But hey, there's a lot of loving in this pool. And look, your auntie and your cousins in this pool. No wives, no husbands in this pool. Okay, it's a few, but you know how they do. They creeping, so it's cool.
True.
You might catch some bumps from this pool. A little something, but it ain't nothing. It's cool. If you don't wanna catch the lumps from this pool, they say try wearing latex trunks in this pool. But so many people dumped in this pool, you still might end up getting sunk in this pool.
Everybody has to jump in this.
listen, you don't wanna get in that pool. Look at what men and women are getting in that pool. Slipping and dipping into the wisdom of a fool. There's other fish in the sea, but they swim in the same school. Lights flashing, cameras action and jewels. Lives crashing while they splashing that pool. Waiting and salivating, drenched in their own drool. But the lamb was slain so you can dry off in his wool. This is living, giving into his rule. Swimming in the new life he's giving us is so cool. Stop jumping in your swimwear, jumping in them public pools. You know there's nothing in it for you. Don't let them pull you with that.
Baby girl, you know that I want you. Ring the frame, you know I can get into living life. Everybody has to. I jump up in the pool. Jump in this. Baby girl, you know that I want you.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get at us.
Joy that was set before me, took the cross and crushed it off the grave, and he Chucky, dog.
You should be doing something, dog, because the Lord is coming, dog. The boobies never scanning, he's gonna do some bone crushing, dog. So when you hear them trumpets, dog, that's when he's bringing judgment, dog. They tell his enemies, okay, that's it, I've had enough of y'all.
Yeah, we are this is what it is.
Stereo. I'm gonna go to my room and pray for a while.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Lord. All I want to do is please you. Just let me know what it is you would have me do, Lord.
Hey, Frank, Ed's here and he needs some old clothes for the mission. You want to give him your old leather jacket?
No way. I can get $20 for that easy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord. Your will is all I want. Just lead me and I will follow.
Ed's also helping with the food drive at church. Wants to know if you can help.
Hey, stacking lima beans all weekend is not my idea of excitement.
Okay, I'll tell him you'll be busy.
Fine. Oh, Lord. I just want to do great things for you.
Hey, Frank. Dugan just called. He got kicked out of his dorm and needs a place to stay. Can he stay here for the night?
No way, man. Dugan's a hog. Tell him to call Ed.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Anything you want, just tell me.
Prayer. It's more than just talking to God. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, and Lifeline Pro.
Kingdom City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
Everybody, you think I'm dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th,
The Maturation.
Yo, that was Dre Senior featuring who?
That was featuring
Pastor
83.
The song is called Inauguration.
Inauguration. Dope song, man.
Dope
song. And after just one time hearing that, that hook was in my head the whole week.
And how did you hear that, Frog?
Dre Senior actually sent in our album.
That's right.
His album.
Well, you heard it while we were creating the commercial. You know what I'm saying? The advertising for y'all to go pick up that album. So shout out to them for advertising. They definitely helping us do what we're doing. But we got the homie DJ. More. If I had to do a Frog music.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Moore.
I'm going to tell you this. Don't ever try that again. That was not cool.
Can I keep it real?
Hey, but you do it all the time, though, Frog.
Okay, I do it, not you.
Wow. Okay, so I'm sorry, I took your scheme. But check it out, DJ Moore. Hey, we're going to ask you a question that we love just to ask, just so people can kind of get to know who you really are, you know what I'm saying, what your life looks like. We want to know your testimony, man. How did you come to Christ, and what is God doing in your life today?
I do believe it was my turn, but sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You have all your issues ironed out over there?
Yeah, we're good.
Ah, cool. Just checking. I don't want to get in the middle of something serious or personal. Anyway, my testimony, man, I basically was a slave to hip-hop, man. I before the Lord, I identified with it, with DJing, with MCs, with B-boys, graphers. I mean, I really took hold of the culture and I just really had invested my worth into what the culture was. And, you know, along with it, I was doing the same old garbage everybody else was doing, clubbing and, just wilding out and all that. So when the Lord really started, working on my heart, I was cool with letting go of a lot of the lifestyle, but I could not let go of DJing because, like I said before, I mean, that's what I identified myself with. So at that time, I had no concept of Christian hip hop whatsoever. I didn't have anything that I could run to or latch on to. But the day that I surrendered my heart, I remember, in a prayer telling the Lord, if you want me to sell this equipment, I definitely will. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to walk away from it, grudgingly, but if this is what you want, I'll do it. But I knew that, obviously God was bigger and God was obviously, selecting me and just messing with my heart for a reason and purpose, man. But maybe a couple weeks after that, bang, did I encounter Christian hip hop. And next thing you know, I got linked up with some really good brothers that discipled me and just kind of brought me into the Christian hip hop family.
Yeah.
Then later on, I started, slowly but surely get more involved. But a lot of times, man, we make these false idols, these false monuments in our life, man, and we invest everything we have in it, and we live the lie that we feel we can't live without it. And that's exactly where I was at. And to some people, that may be just very insignificant. Who cares? It's just DJing or it's just music. But to other people, sometimes we latch on to those things as just the priority in our life, Yeah. And, to me, it was DJing. To somebody else, it might be drugs. It might be alcohol. It might be pornography. It might be an individual, a relationship that you're in, monetary things, materialism. There's so many things that us as humans run to just kind of put importance to realize that at the end of the day, it's really insignificant. So anyways, for me, that's what it was. And, I had to really let it go. I had to tear it down. I had to walk away from it. And that's exactly where God started just doing his work in my life, man. And, there's a Bible verse in Matthew. I believe it's Matthew 6:13. It says, but if you first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, mm-hmm. all these things will be given to you as well. To me, that verse became alive right in front of my face, homie. I had realized at this point that instead of God being the priority, I had put, earthly things as a priority, and we're talking, again, I think that even though as Christians on a day-to-day basis, we forget a lot of times how holy and how sovereign and how mighty God is, God sometimes is a concept that we put in a box that we take out on Sundays and Wednesdays, but he's ever present, ever omniscient, all-knowing, almighty, all-powerful. Sometimes with our actions, we don't give God the true credit of who he is and how big he is, man. So with all that being said, once I finally took down that false idol, which was DJ, and put him in the right position as the top, not only did he restore, the whole DJ aspect of my life, but then I started to be able to invest it into the ministry. And into just going out and using it as a tool to point to him. And I truly believe now that, all along, God was just preserving me and God had a plan in my life. And it was just a matter of, again, surrendering things that are meaningless and, putting him at the top of the list. And that's how I came to the Lord and got involved into Christian hip hop.
Awesome.
Good. Next up, man. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go into one of your songs, man, off of the international, one of the ones that I like the most, featuring Frontliners. Can't Break Us.
What up?
Shout out to Frontliners.
Man, can you tell us where your mind was when that whole project went together, that whole song, that record?
Oh man, well that song was produced by a good friend of mine called G Styles down here in South Florida. And I really wanted a John that was, upbeat and fun, but yet, with a message that wasn't gonna, just be too watered down or, just too wishy-washy. And because a lot of times I feel that people feel that you can't have fun and can't be taught at the same time or can't be, ministered to at the same time. And I think it's quite the opposite, man. A lot of the major ideals and messages that are being preached by the world now, by secular minds, are being transmitted through modern day media and music. So, you know, if they can convey all these sinful and, you know, erroneous type of thoughts through just regular club and hip-hop music, then we have license to do the same. So, therefore, you can't break us. We wanted a kind of a party joint, but at the same time with a message, man. And the message is exactly what the title says. You can't break us. No matter what comes against us, no matter what kind of trials or no matter what kind of persecutions, as Christians, you can't break us. You can't break our foundation. You can't break our thoughts. You can't break what the Lord is trying to do in our lives, you know? So that's it, homie.
Sweet.
So let's hop into that joint. Can't Break Us. From DJ Moore's album International featuring the Frontliners here on Yada Da King Radio.
Let's get it in.
Got Frontliners with me.
Yeah.
Come on.
International. Game over.
Ready?
Morph, tell me why the crowd ain't hype yet. Step on stage and I cast my mic check. Go put the mic down, hang around and not jet. Shades still on, can't see my eyes yet. Proud Weezy on the left, was a man on the right. You're now rocking with the best, with the best. Cause you rocking with the F, with the beat on repeat. Let it bang in, let it bang in your chest. And you know we want Brizake, so if you want a his eight, hit me on my spiz eight. / with Frontliners, and if they can't break you, then you with Frontliners. I don't care if the labels won't sign us, they'll turn you to a gimmick and make you a one-timer. But we ain't going nowhere, haters to the rear, put your hands in the air like, yeah.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of lying, nobody taking this life. Olive in the press, 4.5 stars, still getting no press. 20-08, still getting the press. So regardless of my stress, I'm still getting my best. Hit the stage, you're spitting in God's name. When you hear the flow, you leaving the show change. Trying so gifted, make you question the game. Like, why have I never heard of his name? Man can't break what God put the movement. Nah. Crowds asleep, the beat get them moving. Up on their feet, their hands still moving. Hip hop, man, I'm loving this music. Frontline is the genre breaker. And Lord Jesus, the spirit shaper. Match made of heaven, homie, with co-labor. You feeling the savior, feel the flavor.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of lying. Nobody taking this life.
For the public, but who the culprit? The line of balls is focused. We grown man, we ain't juvenile delinquent. Against the grain, we walk distinct. Off the chain, we on the brink of greatness. Turn around and we think it's greatness. The crew is Bruce Willie, can't shake us. Nah, really, you can't break us. You see our faces, three different races. On the same race and we racing the chasing. We been through it, been doing it for years. Been through it, close to ruins, crew is still here, yeah. Now we keeping it moving. Go ahead and sue me for keeping it groovy. Oops, but your haters can't move me. Soldiers always win in the action movies.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of lying. Nobody taking this life.
It's your boy D-Mob and you rocking with the hotness on Yada Da King Radio. Keep it locked. Ha!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the world.
I'm a creature.
Your boy brand new, that's how I do what
like they'd rather I go back to how I used to be. But that's the same as running, jumping off a roof to me. With no parachute, the landing won't turn out beautifully. I close my eyes to get you to see. I hustle to the point you're probably thinking it was two of me. My roots run deep, impossible to move the tree. That's evidence and we're growing in faith to do to me. I'm a creature, man, gone with the pressure on me. So sharp with the word, they threaten to put de-esser on me. Yes, sir, only cut he's something like a specialist. I'm off the chain, that's why you don't see a boy in necklaces. I'd be reckless if I tried to entertain every negative imagination in my brain. Matt 6 and 33, yeah, I'm a seeker. You can feel it through the speaker. Your boy D-Mob's a creature. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed, I ain't living the same. Cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
Your boy brand new, that's how I do what I does. So I never go back to who I was. Cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
What you say? To motivate the legs of the lame man, cause the father can crush and restore you with the same hand. So I let him take charge like a visa, cause you either love him or you live your life as a deceiver. Him offer fame and fortune, I suggest you choose neither, cause he'll lead you where banana clips peel like Chiquita. I'm validated by the king, so that mean I ain't never gotta worry about a thing. The way I used to live was quite dirty and obscene, but because the blood washed me, I can scream, I'm clean. I had to go with Christ, left your boy bitter. No apologies, but he's who I follow, like Twitter. I was told everything gold don't glitter. Guard your life, it can be gone in the flash. Get the picture. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed, I ain't living the same. Cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
Representing a new team and I won't switch. Been sliced, been diced, been cut by the world, but it's cool cause God has been my stitch. They say they be sweet creatures, OD mob and cast got creature flow. So sick when they rapping, our king excuse us for our sneezy nose. Excessive amounts of ice will probably make you fall. Too much gliss and glamour up and move like you, ho. But that don't mean you can't be fresh. Yo, Dougie tight, just watch your step. Psalm 112, 1 through 3, righteous to get real. You heard a hook, I ain't the same. Strength of Christ won't let me change. I'm something like an old grumpy person. I'm stuck in my ways. Thank God he done softened up the hardest guy and made tears fall from eyes that would never cry. Ever since I've been with him, I had no choice except to rise. Took a skinny spirit, made it fatter than some thunder thighs. Soon as I switch my style to Christian from sect live and gliding through the sky like Drexler. Yes, I'm a preacher.
Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed, I ain't living the same. Cause I'm a what?
I'm a preacher.
I'm a who?
I'm a preacher.
I'm a what?
I'm a preacher.
What you say?
Yo, that was D-Mob. Song was featuring.
I'm a creature. That was Cass.
That's right. I'm a creature. He actually won the contest.
Yeah.
I'm a creature contest.
Actually, man, speaking of that contest.
Right.
D-Mob's got an album that's coming out. I'm just going to give him a free plug. Your feature presentation is going to be out October 31st. So go cop that, man. It's going to be available online. I got to give myself a plug.
Go ahead, give yourself a plug.
I did the cover for it. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So go get that album. It has all, not even all of, but in 2009, D-Mob did, I think, over 50 features.
Wow.
And he said, I'm going to put an album together with all the features that I like the best, you know. So go cop that album.
So DJ Morph, man, we're going to ask you just a couple of questions about your artistry. You know what I'm saying? Now, DJing is an art, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just so all those that don't know. Frog, you got any questions about his DJing, man?
Yeah, what are the biggest challenges that will get in the way of being a... what are the biggest challenges that hinder not just your DJing, but like that get in the way of your family life? Like, is there anything that comes in between that, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a phenomenal question, man.
Can I keep it real?
I would definitely have to say time management. With as much as I'm on the road, putting a focus and putting an importance on spending time with the family, spending time with the wife, the kids, being just available is highly important, man. A lot of my peeps down here know that, you know, a lot of times I come home and it's not because I don't want to hang out and I don't want to just go chill and you know, go to different events locally or you know, just hang out with the boys, shoot hoops, whatever. It's that because of the line of ministry that I work and the amount of time that it requires me to be out of the house, I can't afford to be out any more than I already am. You feel me? So because of what I do, I forfeit the freedoms to just go out and spend even more time away from the home. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't have any time for yourself and you can't fellowship with brothers, but I try to, when I'm home, try to do as much with the family as much as possible, or do it with my wife as much as possible as a couple. Because I think that that's very dangerous, you know? I mean, just and that doesn't go just for DJ. That goes for anybody who their field of work is to travel a lot, to be away from home. Is that you, when you come back home, you really got to make sure you make your wife and your kids know that you love them and show them that you really want to spend time with them and invest that time with them, as opposed to just tell them that and not follow up with the action. So I think that would be the number one priority for me, and I think that, you know, for a lot of artists that are listening to right now out there, most definitely, man, make sure that, you know, you are cultivating and you are investing that time into your family and your wives and your home. You know what? Xbox will be there tomorrow, will be there next week. You can go shoot hoops another time.
Yeah.
If you just got home from a 2-week run, you know, the next day ain't the time to go out and get lost again. Definitely make sure that you show your family the love and the importance that they need to feel. What's that?
Man, awesome. I think time management is something that we are all working on.
And it's a battle.
It's a constant battle, yeah, man. So
that's
right.
Time can definitely get in the way of you really getting it in with God, you know, and really... Not only that, but doing what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
You know, we can think that we're doing everything that, everything, even though we're doing stuff for God, we can spend all this time doing this stuff. But if we're not managing that time correctly and where God wants us to spend the most time at, then we're, it becomes, nullified. You know what I'm saying?
Void.
You know, so.
Man, yeah. So when did you start DJing? Man, when did the art of DJing, like, just starting you? When were you like, man, I just gotta scratch a record?
You know, homie, well, ironically enough, I didn't want to. I kind of fell into it, man. It was during middle school. My boy had been DJing for a minute. I was going over his crib, just playing video games. I really could care less for it. Real rap, man. And one day I remember his mom called him to go take care of something. He just left, you know, the records kind of playing in his bedroom. And out of curiosity, man, I hopped up there, and in like 10 minutes, I was able to blend my first record. And yo, it was. I just got hooked there. I got addicted, man. And since middle school, I haven't looked back. You know, ever since that day, leaving there, my focus was, how do I get my own set? How do I get my own records? How do I get my own speakers? I mean, it was a mission, man. And like I said, if it wasn't for my dude, I probably never would have stumbled onto it, man. I really had no interest in it or learning to play an instrument or anything like that. So
let me ask you, like, how long did it take you? You said 10 minutes, but what was the first 10 minutes like? Were you just like, yo, let me mess with this because my homeboy went out the room? Or were you like, man, I gotta be the next freshest DJ? What was going through your mind when you did that?
To be honest, man, I think I was just up there trying to turn the turntables off to begin with, yo. But
can I keep it real?
I'm like, man, you just messing up my game right now. Again, really didn't have. I was just up there with a blank slate, man, and just kind of was like, yo, you know, this cat, he's spending like 2-3 hours with the headphones on. I don't get it. And really, it was by chance. It was. I'd lie to you if I told you, yeah, man. And after those 10 minutes, I was the freshest DJ in West Palm Beach. Nah, man, it was something that happened by chance. But at that point, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when you understand something, like it, all of a sudden it becomes clear. Maybe you're going through school and you cannot get this mathematical formula and someone breaks it down to you real basic, you know, like elementary school basic, and it clicks and you're like, ah, that's how to do it. Yeah. Well, boom, I think that was what happened with me. It clicked. It was like, wow, so this is what it's about. And then your mind starts racing, like, wow, I can mix this with that. I can bring this a cappella with this instrumental. I can start scratching. Oh, I can start crabbing. Or I can start orbiting. You know, your mind just starts racing with what else can I do and how can I continue to grow. And I think that's what happened with me back then. I just got hooked and just stuck with it.
So at that point that it was like clear and evident, you're like, oh, this is how you do it. Is that what made it easy for you to scratch a record with your belly button?
Wow. Hey, man. If that was a personal pun against my weight, I'm working on it, pal. I'm working on it. Okay?
Hey, man, I wasn't pulling no shots, man. I got some pounds to shed, too, man. No, I wasn't pulling no shots. No, I was just shocked when you came up here for the what tour was that?
Urban Missionary.
The Urban Missionary tour. When you came up here to Seattle, you had started, you know, doing your little show, man, and you were scratching with your tongue, your nose, your belly. When you pulled it to your belly button, then I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this guy is doing it.
Did he really do
and
that?
Yeah, he did it. And it was a funny thing is that it wasn't like no it was actually he was scratching for real.
Yeah.
Like his belly button had fingers, dog. It was crazy. Oh. I was like, whoa.
Wow. Can I get an amen?
Man, so we're gonna hop into a song. We're gonna get back into you with you about DJing. We're gonna go to the song called What They Need, man. And you got a nice collab on this song. Tell the people about this joint.
Oh man, well basically once again, you know, I was blessed enough to work with my man G-Styles, which I don't know if a lot of people know, but G-Styles is a really, really talented dude, man. He lives down here in South Florida, but my dude has worked with a lot of people, man, from the Cray to Show Baraka to R. Swift. A lot of Ram of Soul. I mean, he pretty much produced the whole album, Fingerprints, and a lot of the other works for them. So again, dude hit me up with an incredible track, and I've always been a fan of Defy Life, even from back in the BMR days. We worked a lot together. So I mean, this track just kind of was screaming his name. So holler at him, holler at my man 2-5 out of Cali and Eddie Nigma, and just really blessed to be able to work with these dudes, man, and these guys just wrote a phenomenal song, in my opinion, man. And again, I'm not saying that because it's on my album. I just really credit them for being really, really dope artists, and you know, the message was really, really fresh. So really proud of it, man. So hopefully, if y'all haven't heard it, hopefully y'all dig it. So,
man, let's hop into
What
that.
They Need.
We're gonna hop into that What They Need featuring Jafire Life, Eddie Nigma, and 2-5, right, Frog?
If that's what he said, that's right.
Okay, see, Frog ain't paying attention. I, you know. But we gonna check the joint out on Yada and I King. Let's get it in.
Let's go.
Started off doing dirt on the back block, getting it off, moving work with the have-nots. We ain't have nots. All we had was rubber bands waiting to get filled. Ask my codees,
baby boy used to blow trees. Filled up with whatever, I should've OD'd. You ain't no weed. On that highway to heaven, boy, look in your rear view at the old me. Watch my metamorphosis like JR. Me and DJ Morphus is still pray hard. Put Joanna and friends wherever they are. Can't help but wait, just like Trey Songz. We play songs till the day's gone, and you see past life like Ray Charles. Same song, same book, give them what they need, same hook.
So we gon' give it all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll meet them follow, listen to see tomorrow. 2-5 like we hit them, it's like hollow. We gotta give them all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll meet them follow, listen to see tomorrow. More than any name when we hit them, it's like.
Hey yo, recognize the grind, the push, the pen play. Never had step like Kuta Kente. The microphone and I move like MJ. Maneuver through the block like a full court press. And my school job flash, yes, morph the DJ. Moving on up like George and Weezy. Bring the noise back with the dope boys clap. To my homie in Iraq who just got the boy back. When you're back from the desert we chill. Let the memory spill, might even throw something dead on the grill. Still stressed, the light, water, rent, medical bills. But knowing Christ returns like a tax check in the mail. The devil is ill, the general fail is Christ none higher. To fire 2-5 Eddie, bringing that raw fire. Not perfect, I slip like ball tires. But his blood got my sins forgot like Alzheimer's like that.
So we gon' give it all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll leave them follow, listen to see tomorrow. 2-5 like me, we hit them, it's like hollow. We gotta give them all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll leave them follow, listen to see tomorrow. More than any name, we hit them, it's like.
It's like bang, bang, bang to the boogie. My backyard's the slums, it's nothing, y'all rookies. We about cookies, chips and all. Put some faith on the front line, so when I fall, you know who I call. His number's on the redial. It's God the Father, I rep him till I'm C now. A G child, they trippin' when they just see how. Me and life, he killed us, so call him P now. The haters coming and they bums is bumping. But we in the streets where the block keeps jumping. But and now they like me, they wanna co-sign us. They know the real when they hear it, I hung with old time. Who duck feds got street cred and mad potential. So we gon' give them what they need over instrumentals. This ain't coincidental, cause it was bound to happen. A later Philly, a later Philly, bout to get it cracking.
So we gon' give it all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll meet them follow, listen to see tomorrow. 2-5 like me, we hit them, it's like hollow.
Okay, okay.
We gotta give them all what they need. It's uncut raw, serve it up, let it bleed. We'll meet them follow, listen to see tomorrow. More than any name, we hit them, it's like.
What's good, y'all? This your boy K Drama, and you listening to the great dope sounds of Yada the King Radio.
Who am I?
See, I'm the most high car. I dwell outside of time. I sit let there be light, sat back and watched it shine. Made man in my image to be a child of mine. I did it all in 6 days. Yeah, I'm by my grind. You don't wanna feel my wrath, so don't you ever tempt me. Look inside of Mac Amara, check the records of your history. I'm the king of all kings, president of presidents, judge of all judges. Never had to have a lecture. Yeah, these rappers claim to be me, trying to steal my shine. They would die as mere men. They would never be divine. When I say to get like me, it means to be holy. That means to love my son and to give him all the glory. Cause I'm the alpha and author and also your father. The omega and the finisher of all that was started. Ain't nothing came before me and none will come after. I'm supreme Elohim, I'm the king.
I don't need to hear what you heard on the street. And it really don't matter what you seen on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me.
Trumpet blow like John Phillips Sousa. I'm not Lil Wayne, but you can call me Junior. My water is alive, I don't ever have to scuba. Insane click, I mean we stay 12 deep. You can catch me at the brook, I'm probably walking through the streets. I be bragging on my dad, every city that I reach. I am G-O-D, just because I'm me. Call it at my boy Johnny, had to get my hands up. Turn water into wine and not a soul got drunk. You can catch me in the hood with the thugs and the goons. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm coming back soon. You can call me Jesus or Adam number 2. I know it's hard to understand, but understand that I'm the truth. I'm the hottest thing walking, I can make it fireproof. Resurrect
as holy as me, or you should get like me. Hey, yo, I'm fighting wars in the spirit that you can't even see, or you should get like me. And if you wanna, you gotta let me lead. You can't lead yourself, homeboy, you're not me. Try to intercede, you gotta pray by me. Understand the spirit's willing, but your flesh stay weak. So I'm giving you power, dunamis for new life. Raising men from the dead, yeah, just like I raised Christ. Boy, I'm bad, but I'm so good. I don't like to brag, they wishing that I would. Now I'm giving glory to God, he's giving glory to Christ. He's pointing men to me, unity in three. What we be is one, so get it in your head, yeah. Put it on repeat, you should get like me.
What you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D, and the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me.
And this is Frog
from
Yada Da King Radio. Yo, check this out. Yada Da King just partnered up with the Crunk for Christ family.
Our show will premiere November 1st, 2010.
You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Don't miss the launch of
Yada Da King Radio
with banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life.
For more information, go to crunkforchristradio.com. You heard me?
Foreign Tongues. Volume 2, an album that you want to make sure you go pick up. Featuring C-Micah, Asa, Cap Deuce, Hotta, Frog and Toad, K9 and Celsius, Oxygen, Jay Sutton, Ravenous, C-Rob, Pac-Man, Q-Heen, E-Gal, RTL, Sincere, Tef, Velvet, Wendell Morris, and Willie Will. Yeah, all produced by Don Christian. Go get it. Foreign Tongues, Volume 2, iTunes, and GenuineLife.com.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all. This is a hot album from the homie Watchmen. It's an EP. The song is called Get Like Me.
And
featuring a couple of cats. I'm tell you and this. Frog, you were slipping because you didn't have your list up.
Listen, no, I would have known what the song was if I was able to download the EP. Now, we got the EP, but you hid it somewhere, and I can't find it now.
I didn't hide it, man. It's in the email, bro.
Shout out to the homie Watchmen,
Shout
man.
Shout out to him, man. But we with DJ Morph. We're going to hop on topic. Frog, what's the topic of today, man?
Topic of today is worship.
And why is that the topic?
Man, not only have you been having a series, you've been actually talking about, you've had a series about worship. You've been talking about worship in your sermon last night at church. You were talking about worship. And we had a concert Friday night, and the title of the concert and the whole theme of the concert was A Night of True Worship. And your wife actually preached that night.
Praise God.
And it was a good night, man. It actually was groundbreaking because it opened up my heart to worship openly more than I normally do.
Awesome, man. So we're gonna ask the question real quick, DJ Morph, since you are guest today on the show, we're going to ask you, in your opinion, what is worship?
Oh, man. Worship is most... Well, I think right off the bat, worship is one of the very few things that we can actually give the Lord. And I think that that's something that we don't realize a lot. I heard a pastor a while ago preaching, and he was saying how a lot of people have a problem getting to church late, you know, and would justify it by saying, well, you know, I know I was running late, but I missed worship, but at least I got here for the good stuff. I got here for the message, you know, and it really putting emphasis on being fed. But see, if you look at that, it's a very selfish point of view, because that's something that you go to church, obviously, to get fed and to build up, and that's for yourself. But neglecting the fact that praise and worship, the offerings that we give up to the Lord during that time, is, again, one of the very few things that we can actually give to the Lord. So I think it's highly important. I think it's a relationship building with our Father. It's honoring the Lord. It is putting us into the right perspective of who He is, especially after a busy week of just life. Being able to just reconnect really know where He's supposed to be in our life. So yeah, worship is definitely a crucial thing for every believer to be a part of.
Awesome. Man, good stuff. Now let me ask you this question, man. With you being a DJ, how is it that what you do, how can you worship God in what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of artists, they use their music and their songs and their lyrics to worship God, but how do you worship God and you being a DJ?
A couple of ways. in the regular DJ sense, as far as the music, the song selection, at that point, there's a lot of churches nowadays, urban churches, hip-hop churches, that are using DJs to actually play the role of the band. So you have a lot of DJs playing the actual worship songs, and, you know, the congregation following along and singing along. So definitely, that's one aspect you get that a DJ could be part of it. Another aspect is actually playing with the worship band, which I've had the honor of being a part of in a couple of instances. Act as one of the musicians, if you will, on the turntables. So that's been really, really fresh. Any chance that I get to do that, I really enjoy that a lot. So those are a couple ways you can definitely be part of worship as a DJ.
Now, I got another question for you. How can we incorporate worship more? And I'm asking you these questions, and there's another question I'm going to ask after we get done with all these other questions that will probably throw us deeper into the topic of worship. But how can we incorporate worship more into the Christian hip-hop music, and how is that done?
I think that there's plenty of worship songs in a hip hop, R&B environment that's been put out. On my album alone, the last track, there's a song called "Where Can I Go," featuring Tony P. And I mean, to me, that's exactly what we were trying to go for. We were trying to go for a worship song that was still true to the hip hop. Market, the hip-hop style of music, but yet, just very, very worshipful. Man, it definitely could be done. I mean, there's tons of people doing it.
Yeah.
It's not a very difficult thing at all. I'm sure you look at a lot of your favorite artists' albums, and you're going to come across at least one or two worship songs, and maybe, they might not be the traditional worship song that you think, but if you start to hear the lyrics and really how they're honoring the Lord and bigging up the Father. I mean, that's worship in itself. Maybe it's not the traditional singing and choir, but, if we are honoring God and lifting up His name, then you're worshiping right there, homie.
And what you said right there was really good, because unfortunately, we live in a day and an age where worship, we have praise and we have worship. They kind of separate them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have praise as the faster songs, the quicker songs, and worship's the slow songs where people start crying and their hands are up, or they're, it's kind of like they're in a zone. But I don't really think that worship is only a slow song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that worship is just I don't think worship is a song at all.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I was about to say that.
Go ahead, go say what
you
want.
No, I was going to say, you had said something that was really, to me, was really profound, and it didn't shake me up, but it was like, oh my gosh, I mean, this is gunshots. We were at church, but I wish I had the sound effect. But you had said, worship isn't just a song that's sang, it's a lifestyle.
Ooh.
And when you're living a worship lifestyle, it is more than just singing a song or even throwing your arms up and everything. But when you worship God with the lifestyle and with your life, that, I think, sends up more of what worship really is.
Yeah, I mean, and just talking about that, worship, when you say it's a lifestyle, that means it's not, as somebody in the live stream said, it's not something that you can turn on and turn off. When you're worshiping God, that's who you are. David was a man after God's own heart. Even though he had mess ups, even though these different things that he had did in his life, he worshiped God through his lifestyle. When he messed up, he had to get in right connection with God. That's a part of worship. Our lives are offering of worship. You know what I'm saying? And DJ Moore, if you have anything you want to chime in on that.
I'm totally agreeing with y'all. You know, we gotta just get that mentality out of it just being a musical style, you know, and truly it being a day to day process, man. So yeah, definitely agree with y'all.
Amen.
There was another question you were gonna ask?
Well, I was trying to leave this segment in a certain way. You jumped the gun a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to leave that for a little bit after.
I'm sorry.
My thing was before we got talking
Can we worship right now?
No. What I was going to say before you had said, or was about to say that worship is a lifestyle, I was going to ask DJ Moore what his opinion on what worship is, what his definition of worship. I mean, you can still answer that now if you like. Matter of fact, go ahead and do that. What do you think, in your eyes, worship should look like?
Yeah, man. Again, like I said earlier, more than a spoken testament, it should be a manifested action, day to day action.
Okay.
Know? And it shouldn't just be on Sunday mornings or on Wednesdays or whenever you congregate. Yeah, I mean, what are we saying? Are we saying that God is only worthy of worship at service?
Oh boy!
No, absolutely not. You know, the Lord is worthy of worship at all times. Yes. We should walk in that mind frame, you know, of trying to be worshipful. And you know what? Our nature doesn't want to do that. So we have to discipline ourselves, and we have to, you know, put ourselves in that position to think that way. So it's definitely an action. It's definitely something that we need to work at, and not just speak on it and say, oh, you know, praise God. Yeah, I worship the Lord. Nah, homie, follow it up.
Another thing that I wanted to say, man, that was really like, whoa, that was a good look on that, is actually my brother Don Christian, when he was preaching last night. I'm gonna say this, man. My man Don Christian went in last night on worship when he was preaching. I mean, God had given him a lot of stuff to say, and a lot of stuff that was, man, that was like, man, that was good stuff, man. He had brought a quote, and it was from Jack Hayford. It says, "Worship changes the worshiper into the image of the one worshipped." And I was like, whoa.
Worship changes the worshiper into the image of the one he or she is worshiping. And when we say that, what I was talking about is how when we admire certain things in certain people, we're like, hey, I want to add that to my, you know what I'm saying, who I am. When you say, hey, I want to be more like God. God is lovely. If we talk about God's love enough, then it's going to make us want to be more lovely towards other people. Because that's our job. Worship is not, you know, as we said, it's not a certain song. It's a lifestyle. So your lifestyle has to worship God.
Can I get an amen?
Speaking about worship, we got a question that I want to ask, you know what I'm saying, you, DJ Morph. Is it possible to worship other things besides God?
Absolutely, man. I'm a prime example. I was worshiping the whole hip hop DJ culture without even knowing it. And I think that was me prior to Christ, but I think that Christians, including myself, we can get caught up in that real easy, fam. The minute you start putting more value, you know, the minute you start investing more time, the minute your thought process is just being more engulfed on something other than the Lord, and you're putting it above the Lord, at that point, you've indirectly started worshiping that thing, person, being, item, whatever it may be. Wow. Again, there's nothing wrong with having things or being close to people, loving people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, in its proper dynamic, as long as we understand that God is definitely at the top of everything. You know, we can never take his spot and put something else in it. Because at that point, we've erected a false idol, and we don't even realize it. So we just got to be really cautious of, you know, how we prioritize things in our life.
Right. And one thing that I wanted to share that I preached yesterday was, when it comes to worship, I got to put God first. Not only do I got to put God first, I got to have a checklist with God and say, God, is this something that you want me to do? Mm-hmm. God, if it's not something that God wants me to do, then it's not worship. Now I'm moving through my own desires and my own wants. And, you know, we live in America. You know, most Americans really ain't bowing down to other gods. I would say there is certain people that, certain segments of people that bow down to statues and stuff like that. But we worship money. We worship things. We worship cars. We worship these things. So that's why in hip hop, when you see these people on videos, the cat with the freshest whip, cats is like, whoa, did you see that? You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with having that stuff. What's the problem is when that stuff has you. When you're like, man, if I don't have a car like this, then I'm a nobody. If I ain't wearing the latest Jordans, if I got Shaqs on, I might not really be as good as the next person. You start to worship those things. And we as Christians, we have to watch, because even though we all say we are Christians, a lot of times we have to make sure that our worship is pleasing to God. The things that we're worshiping should only be God. He said if you have anything else that you are worshiping, he's going to be jealous. He's going to be upset. He's not going to be cool with
it. Can I get an amen?
When that happens, man, it's not looking good, man. We're going to talk about worship a little bit more. But DJ Morph, man, let's get it in. We're going to go to the song called, which is a worship song. Can we keep it real?
Can I keep it real?
I didn't do this on purpose either. I just put these songs in order. But check it out. This song is called Glorious featuring Sho Baraka. Tell them about this joint.
My God.
Yeah, shout out to my man Sho Baraka and the whole 116 cap out there, man. Most definitely a beautiful song, man. A lot of people might think that's an oxymoron, that a hip-hop song could be a beautiful song, you know? And I think this is exactly what it is. It's definitely honoring God. It's speaking and exalting Him, His holiness, His glory. So definitely, I would agree with you. This would qualify as a worship song. So, Glorious featuring Sho Baraka. Let's go.
We serve a wonderful and matchless God, right?
Right?
I mean, right. You can check it out in Isaiah 6, man. It talks about how glorious He is and how holy He is. Matter of fact, I wrote a story, man.
And it goes a little something like this.
Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. Yeah. The mic goes around to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
What you think your boy Sho Baraka is rapping for?
I rap for those who's dying, and your royal highness. The universe is architect, yeah, cause he designed it. He rocks the glory robe, and the stars is flyness. He watches over his kids, but his watch is timeless. He's the life changer, terrain rearranger. Don't know him, I'll introduce you to this perfect stranger. Mercy and grace giver, and the guilt remover. Hard to see the man in him, like a PT Cruiser. But Jesus was man and God walking in the flesh. He had a match with death, death gave him his best. But after 3 days, he put death to rest. He did some Vincent, son, got some things off his chest. Stepped out to fight, yeah, without a bruise on him. This carpenter rebuilt the temple with no tools on him.
Yeah.
Sit back, my homie, yeah, and watch the Lord shine. His reign won't end, eternity is his prime.
Oh. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing.
Yeah.
The mic goes around to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
What you think your boy Sho Baraka is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord. This is what I pray. I left the world, He's the reason why I'm right team.
Right team.
Since I left my past behind, I see the right thing.
Right thing.
Let me brag on a man, carve the land with his hands. Thunderclap, bird sings, the whole earth is his band.
Yeah.
He's got theme music, the angels sing of His glory.
Glory.
40 different authors, but all share the same story. He's the divine leader and the great beater.
Okay.
Obeyed Him on earth, but still got the judge leader.
He's omniscient, omnipresent, and he's on the throne. The best defense for the world, we call him Ozone. But the world's lost, they rather chase after things. Things made for the glory of the matchless king. But I choose this day to represent him well. Let's school these cats like we're doing show and tell. And all hail the king, and let the trumpets blow. Let the MCs flow, and let the world know. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the king.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. What you think your boy Show Barack is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord. This is what I pray.
Let's get it.
Holy, 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 holy. The heavens sing.
The heavens sing.
Holy, 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 holy. Your people sing.
Your people sing.
Holy, 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 holy. The angels sing.
The angels sing.
Holy, 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 holy. The Lord our King.
We international.
Hey yo, the grave couldn't hold him. Gaze and behold him in three chains. He rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb died for mortal man. Blow the trumpets. The Lord is so triumphant in his plans. Hey, conquer sin and pay our tab. Hey, he's victorious. The resurrection, perfection was manifested. I'm walking on solid ground with the good news that we be stressing. A blessing for those who follow. We feel no longer hollow. We swallowed up our iniquity and made a way to the Father. We shouted out to the nations, repent, for he's been patient. No need for delegations. Live life and celebrate him, cause see the world did fall when we dropped that ball. So we had a recall. Oh yeah, of our soul, so we gotta let go and carry our cross like Jesus did. See, paved the way, okay. Now really what I want to say, if you're down with Christ, let me shout a praise from the east to the west, okay? Salvation's here today, no longer will we stray. If you're down with Christ, let me shout a praise from the north to the south, okay? The grave couldn't hold him, gaze and behold him. In three chains he rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb died for mortal man. Blow the trumpets. The Lord is so triumphant in his plans. Hey, conquer sin and paint our tab. Hey, he's victorious.
Christ did too fly to be grounded. You saw what he grounded. It spit him up. Death thought it bound him. No, that's the Jonah code. One less stone road he rose from the grave. Now we're saved from the wrath Jehovah stores. Up for the wicked, I'm tripping cause I was one of them. He amputated sin in my body like cutting limbs. And so we trust in him and not a hub that spins. Our Jesus peace we never took. Getting Jesus peace is what we're in. He doesn't give like the world does, no lie. Suffering soon, we've been moved by the Most High. After they put him on the cross, they tossed him into one thing. He ascended from the low sky. The same power that lifted Jesus lives in your body. So we'll be draped in white robes without taking karate.
The grave couldn't hold him, gaze and behold him. In three chains he rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb died for mortal man. Blow the trumpets. The Lord is so triumphant in his plans.
Hey,
conquer sin and paint our tab.
Hey, he's victorious.
Inside the can of back, get him with the cross and ain't so back. Get up in the habitat with the truth in the backpack. For the tracks, you can hand him that. This is our life's mission, vision, call it lifestyle. Change everything about our lives to reflect and reflect them in the middle ice hot. Guess where the price starts? Money can't buy what you can't earn. Life is found inside of one son, the one who died and rose for a church that is spotless. That's why we drop this. Not even death could stop us from living victoriously for our King in every day, in every day. So we raise up
up like a banner. Yes, we praise the risen Hosanna. Lift them gates, our King and Commander. It's a sin through every hand. I'm gifting you all of the answers. Died and rose, becoming your ransom. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so you could live a life in power.
Hey, pray, couldn't hold him. Gaze and behold him. And 3J's he rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb, she died for mortal man. Fuck the trump, it's the Lord is so triumphant in his plans. Hey, conquer sin and pay our tab. Hey, he's victorious. Jesus Christ, he was declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. He conquered sin, conquered the grave, all power. He's victorious.
Yo, that was...
Who was that? Who was that, Don Christian?
Centerpiece featuring Oracle.
That's
the
right.
The song says we're victorious.
Victorious.
So we throw up those V's in victory.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, man. Speaking of somebody that's victorious, who's an overcomer, who somebody can't break, it's the homie, the guy that breaks the song that can't break.
DJ Moore.
That's right. I didn't do it. I was going to let Frog do it.
Nice lead-in. I like that. I'm going to get y'all to write all my lead-ins. Appreciate that.
Awesome, man. Hey, I just need, you know what I'm saying, some copyrights and some
just telling you that showing you that we can do it.
Right.
We can do it. It can happen.
Can I put both you guys in my new video? But the only condition is you have to wear tight skinny jeans in the neon pink Persuasion.
No. Frog might do it, but not me.
Whoa.
No offense to all my skinny jean wearers out there. I'm just saying I would love to see Frog in some pink skinny jeans. Neon pink. I think it would bring out the color of your eyes, homie. No doubt.
Hey, frog and pink skinny jeans.
Wow. Can I keep it real?
Wow. Frog. You know what? I'm not even gonna say anything for the rest of the
Hold
show.
Up. I might switch our Madden wager to Frog wearing some pink skinny jeans, dog. And then our video record.
It's already done. It's already done.
Man. Nah, I'm playing. But DJ Moore. We want to know, we want the people that are checking us out to know how they can get a hold of you, where you're at. You did share it earlier in the live stream, but let the people on the podcast know where they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can just go to my website, which is djmorph.com, djmorph.com. All my, social networking links are there, information, email, all that stuff is up there. So definitely just come through. Let me know what's good. Love to hear from y'all.
All right, and you're on Twitter, Facebook as well.
All my links are right there at djmorph.com. Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff. The whole kit and caboodle, pal.
Awesome. And you said that the I2 project, International 2, is coming out sometime early 2011.
That is correct. Correct. First quarter, beginning of the year, most definitely.
Awesome, man. Is there any last things you want to say, Frog, to the homie DJ Moore?
I don't know if I want to say anything now. It's all right. You know what? Hey.
I humbly apologize if I've offended you in any way, shape, or form.
Now, you know what? I'll just take it as a payback from the belly button thing.
No doubt. And we're back to the belly button. Awesome.
Yeah, so hey, DJ Moore, any last words you want to say to the people, man?
Man, definitely just if you're out there, man, and you know the Lord, celebrate it on a day-to-day basis. If you don't know the Lord and you want to know the Lord and you want to see why we're all excited, why we have hope, why we have joy, why we have peace, why, we have an assurance for our future, then, man, please hit us up. I'm sure you can hit up Frog, hit up my Twitter. You can hit up the show. Get at us, man. We'd love to chop it up more with you, man. We'd love to share with you and, God willing, just... welcome you to be a part of the family, most definitely, under the Lord Jesus Christ.
Awesome, man. And y'all, go check that out and pick up his album, It's at DJMorph.com. It's also on iTunes. Support what he's doing. And man, DJ Morph, we appreciate you for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Loved every second of it, gentlemen. It was like a big Bavarian cream donut. Sweet and tasty.
Wow.
Amen. Well, God bless you, bro. You have a wonderful night, man.
Oh, wait. I got a question right, real quick. Because somebody had just said something. You go by DJ Morph now, but it used to be DJ Morphosis. Why is the change? Was it strategic?
No, not at all, man. Here's what happened. When I first started, I used to go by DJ Metamorphosis, and basically, that's what my name means. A lot of people think that it's morph I just blanked out. There you go. It was from the Neo movie. Man, I can't believe I just blanked out on that movie, son. Look at that. My name is a shortened version of Metamorphosis. Basically, it just reflects the change that the Lord has done in my life. You know, I am still the same creature physically, but on the inside, the Lord has definitely transformed me spiritually into a complete new, different being. So therefore, that's where my name derives from. And then from the years, it went from DJ Metamorphosis, DJ Morphosis, and man, everybody calls me Morph all the time. So I just decided to drop the end and to stick with DJ Morph. And it's definitely not a Power Rangers pun. It's definitely not a movie pun, a Matrix pun, not like that. It's again, reflecting the change that God has done in my life.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, DJ Morph, we thank you for being on with us, man.
Hold on, they can't even hear
you again, guys.
All right, man.
Appreciate the love.
Hold on. Don't hang up yet.
God bless you, brother.
The people can't even hear him say bye yet. Why would you sit up there and do that, man?
I didn't even hang up, man. I was waiting for the thing to come back up. I'm doing.
Do you see what this guy is doing? This guy is trying to cut you off.
Nah, what happened was
my man is kicking me. I got 1 foot out the door already. He's closing the door on my ankles. My goodness, fam. Let me at least step out, son.
I wouldn't do that, man.
Hey, everybody.
For all those that don't know, we do the stream on live stream, and sometimes the live stream chooses to just stop and go.
So, I don't know, man.
Frog wanted you to say peace to all the people, man.
Well,
no doubt. God bless y'all. Thank you for chilling with me. And as usual, keep it international.
Awesome, man. We're going to jump into this song, Touch the Sky, from Chino Life. And we're going to check it out on the podcast. You're dead.
Naming the book, got it in bold. That I ain't fold, a new control. Hit the gun with a cold juice scope. But no, like foam is in this skull. Okay, meantime, no. Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye, ha. See you on the other side. Meantime, hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye. See you on the other side. Hands up like I know the answer. Scratch that, homie, I got the answer. Matter of fact, I worship the answer. Could the answer help me dust in like a lens? Keep a step or two, but I am not a dancer. Rep the blood, but I am not a gangster. Grace in action, you can have some. Your life ain't looking ugly, you can make it handsome. The ransom was paid, so get hands up. Go out, lay up, you go up. Mania stay stuck, bound and locked up. Oh, because they ain't wanna listen to us. See the cake finna come snatch. Second coming like a sequel, but we not actors. Don't let it hit you like Earl, like a dang dude. That was the rapture. Hands in the air, we touched the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce. Just lip like Millie, I'm silly, but really, I hope you're with me. Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye, ha. See you on the other side. Meantime, hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye. See you on the other side.
what it is though, kinfolk. It's your boy Chino Life, man. You are not listening to Yacht of the King Radio with your boy Don Christian and Frog. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Know what I'm talking about?
Mike Stampley. Let's go. Yeah. It's more to life than all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly recording. 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. What dreamed to be ballin'. Older brother introduced me and my little bro to track in the barbershop. Trap money, records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it. Making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please. Shows, new wardrobe, ain't got no cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment with Keith. Dirty carpets, curtains closed for the knocks and BTs trying to hawk us. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. Rob by the trying to change daily. My burdens get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick, who sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink. Realizing it could be the end in one blink. I need some help in this thing. Father, please.
Save me. Oh, my.
White base to addicts. With my man out the Blue Jays. Attack is left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall. Thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Without my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in and I'm shook. Thought I was booked. Then he came back. Empty palms set me free. I learned that in the midst of my darkest hour, and like you heard my heart silently saying, please. The highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. Out in the world up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall.
Yo, that was Chris John featuring Micah Stampley on the Yada the King radio show. And Frog, man, we talking about worship, man. Is there any other things that you wanted to share about worship, man? Just making sure that we are worshiping God and Him only.
I would say this, man. You had said it while you were preaching. See, a lot of the stuff that I'm saying today came from the sermon that you had gave last night, Saturday night, at New Creation Christian Center in Seattle, Washington. 7728 Rainier Avenue South.
Mm-hmm. New Creation Christian Center. You can check us out. New Creation, WA.org. You can catch some messages over there. Mm-hmm. My parents are the head pastors, and me and my wife are the assistant pastors. So mm-hmm. Go ahead about that.
One of the things that you had said that stuck out a lot to me, too, was if we don't know the Word of God, it is impossible to worship God. Mm. And because it's... like we said before, man, worship is a lifestyle.
That's right.
It's more than just singing and throwing your arms up and hollering and hitting really high notes and a lot of runs. It's a lifestyle and what you offer up to God in your life. And not knowing the word of God, it's impossible to worship him because
it'll hinder your worship.
Exactly, because you don't know what you would be doing, or even you wouldn't even know God if you don't know the word of God.
Man, and I would say the reason why we can say something like that is because if you don't know, first of all, you can't know God aside from his word, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for you to know that Jesus came, died, resurrected. What I said was, it's impossible for us to see these things about God and then say, hey, I'm just going to worship God. I mean, because you have no relationship with God without the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit has to speak to you, and the Holy Spirit speaks through the word of God. So it's very important that you check out the word of God and know it. And I also talked about, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that we have to really recognize. We owe God our worship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when Jesus died and resurrected and you don't worship him, God is displeased. Like God, first of all, God created you. He made you who you are. He made you beautiful and wonderfully made. He created you with all the gifts and the talents. He made the world that you see. And when you don't worship God, that's disrespect, man. Mm-hmm. And God, so he's a jealous God, as I said earlier. And if he's a jealous God because you don't want to worship, he's not going to be cool with that.
Right.
He's going to be like, yo, when you get to heaven, depart, worker of iniquity, because I didn't know you. I don't know who you are. You didn't know who I was. You failed to worship me. That's what it all comes down to. Your life as a Christian is a life of worship to God. You owe it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I also talked about the worship that we have and how the devil is trying to take our worship. Remember, the devil's job when he was in the heavenlies was to worship God. Then he got this stupid notion which got him kicked out of heaven, where he was like, I want everybody to worship me. I want this. And it talks about that in Isaiah. So when he said that, you know what I'm saying, the devil was he was out there and trying to get everybody's worship. So now what the devil does is he goes and tries to take the worship from the people of God because he knows that's what we're created for. If he can stop you from worshiping God, he stopped you from worshiping. He's taking your worship now, because there's only two places you can give your worship.
Mm-hmm.
If you worship money, you worship cars, you worship women, you worship men, you worship whatever you worship, that's not going to God. It's going to the devil. The devil is seeking. He's going through the land, just like when he went to Job, when God allowed him to go talk to Job. Job, he was trying to really get Job's worship, but Job shocked the devil when he said, God, despite all the stuff that has happened, I still worship you because you alone are worthy. Even though all this stuff has happened in my life, you alone are worthy, and I'm going to give you all the praise. I'm going to worship you with my life. Even when my family died, even when my kids passed away, even when I lost all the stuff that I had, I'm still going to worship. And the question that I ask the congregation at church is, if that kind of stuff has happened in your life, will you still choose to worship, or will you say, God, I'm upset with you right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I've been upset with God before.
I have too.
But I had to check myself and say, man, first of all, God created me. He has the ability to do whatever he wants in earth. Even if I don't think that it's the best thing, he has the ability to do as he pleases. I have to worship God and respect that his choices are the best ones to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about, worship, man. And worship, I just want to encourage the people of Christ to really choose to worship God. Not a song. And you can even make songs up to God. That's cool. Worship God. Like, we actually had a chance to do spontaneous worship at the corridor. And we would just make up things about God. Just think about God's name. If you say all the names of God, like, we have so many different names that he has. He's Jehovah Jireh. All those names are sending worship to God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you contemplate on those things, you worship him. Frog, what's up?
No, the last thing that I was going to say was, one thing that DJ Morph said is that one of the most important things that we can give God is worship.
That's right.
And it's like, you know, and after he said that, I thought about it. Like, man.
Look, matter of fact, I'm going to tweet that. One of the most important things, he said, not only that, he said the only thing we can really give back to God is our worship.
Is our worship. Right. I mean, because you look at it, God made and created everything. And he gives us everything that we need, and he's the one that can supply us with everything. And the one, I mean, what is it that we can give to God that God hasn't already created? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or made. And so when he said that, I was like, wow, that was like another eye opener. Like, man, if I have an opportunity to give something to somebody that I love, which is, you know, abundantly, is who is God, if I can give God something, it should be worship. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was really good what he had said. So, but yeah, man, any last words, man? What are we about to do?
Man, just make sure you continue to subscribe. Tell your friends and family about us. If you missed part of the episode, feel free to go to our archives at yada.king.com. It's going to be launching November 1st. You can check it out. Also, you can catch us on iTunes by searching yada.king. And, man, that's really what's up, man. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog.
And we had a great time just chilling, getting it in with who, Frog?
DJ Morphosis.
Yes, sir.
And the topic, Morph. My bad. DJ Morph. Oh, he's going to hate me for that one. It's all good, man.
Hey, man, and that's what's up. And shouts out to the South. They said, and soon to come, thesouth.com/yadadaking. That would be an honor.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
So, man, I didn't know that was happening. Frog, did you know that was happening?
I didn't. I just found out in the chat room.
See, that's the kind of stuff that happens when you're on Yada That King. You just find it out. But check it out. We out of here. Let's get it in on Yada That King Radio. Shabaka. I yada.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the Shabbat, we out of the King. We out of the King.